Exactly half of Massachusetts residents support the idea of supervised consumption sites in the state, according to a new WBUR poll. But the survey, conducted by Mass Inc. Polling Group for WBUR, finds 43% oppose such sites where drug use would be monitored to prevent or reverse an overdose. WBUR's Martha Biebinger looks at both sides of the argument surrounding one of the most controversial proposals for dealing with the opioid epidemic.
Picture a room lined with cubicles and stocked with clean needles and cotton. Patients sit at small tables, injecting or snorting illegal drugs. Doctors and nurses stand ready in case there's an overdose. The U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts says such sites are illegal and vows he'd shut them down. But some of the 50% of residents who support the idea say it's time to put saving lives ahead of drug laws.
The opioid epidemic is a public health crisis, and we need to take action.
Rebecca Arellano, who's 31 and lives in Brighton, says supervision will ensure safer drug use.
Places like injection sites where it's monitored by a physician is, I think, the next step in moving Massachusetts forward.
I understand the safety idea of it.
But Robert Arujo from North Dartmouth says he's strongly opposed to the state setting up these sites for drug users.
In all honesty, I think it's going to be a waste of resources, a waste of money, a waste of time, because they're not going to travel to these safe sites. For them to say, hey, I got to catch an Uber to go across town to go inject my heroin, it's not going to happen.
There are stark differences of opinion on supervised consumption sites along party lines. 74% of those who oppose them are registered Republicans. 68% who support the clinics are Democrats. Men and women are evenly split on the idea. That's also true for the 57% who say they know someone with an opioid addiction. 32-year-old David Morse of Walpole has seen close friends struggle. He doesn't think they would benefit from supervised consumption sites.
I think it would disincentivize somebody from trying to seek help or, you know, curtail their addiction and may just add to the problem.
But Marlborough resident Rufaro Gamwe says he sees these clinics as a source of help, a possible path to treatment.
It's not that, you know, we're just saying this is a place where you can just use your opioids, but also providing the services for those people who are looking to go into a recovery program.
That's the key question for some poll respondents, whether supervised consumption sites would enable drug users or lead them into treatment. 47-year-old Michelle Wilmot from Draycott listed herself as strongly opposed.
But if you give them a safe place to do it under supervision to wean them off, then I am all for it. I will spend every penny we have to do it.
The research on referrals to treatment from a supervised consumption site is a bit thin. One study based on a clinic in Vancouver, Canada, found that clients were 33% more likely to enter treatment than other drug users. There are more than a dozen supervised consumption sites in Canada and at least two dozen more in the planning stages. Rob Boyd runs a program for drug users inside a community health center in Ottawa that includes supervised consumption. He scans his numbers.
I'm looking at about a nine-month period. We had 64 referrals to substance use services at counseling, 17 to a detox program, and 15 into the opiate withdrawal, the methadone or the Suboxone program.
Boyd acknowledges those numbers are small. His staff has made more than 1,300 referrals for everything from food and housing assistance to primary and specialty care. Boyd says the route to treatment often starts with basic services.
You really need to demonstrate to folks that you're accepting them as they are when they're coming in, and you're beginning to work on their needs on their own terms. And you continue to build that relationship with them over time.
Earlier this year, a Massachusetts commission recommended creating one or more pilot supervised consumption sites. Senator Cindy Friedman of Arlington is drafting legislation based on that recommendation.
We've got to try everything we can to help these people stay alive and get treatment. And I think we should be seeing if it will work here.
Massachusetts residents in the WBUR poll may be divided about supervised consumption sites, but they are nearly united on the need for more action on opioid addiction. 92% say it is a major problem or a crisis in the state. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.